Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to begin on Nun Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines from the bottom. Itmar Chavita Kohen Gadol. So as we've been discussing and continue in Be'ezer Hashem and today's shiur, the Chavita Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol brought on a daily basis, Machtzisa Bebeiker, half in the morning and half in the evening. Ketzer Oysen Oysa, so begins the Gemara to say exactly how were they baked. Rechibar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oifavach Kav Metagnam. The first they were baked, and then they were fried. Ravasi Om Rav Chanina, Metagnavach Kach Oifa. First they were fried, and then baked. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Chibar Abba, Kavasida Dib Mistabra. My explanation is correct, because the Torah, in describing the Chavitim, says the word Tufini. Tufini means Tofenana. It should be baked, and when they're baked, they should be nice. And when you fry something, as we know, it turns black. So frying first will make it black, and then you can't bake it nicely. And therefore, he says, bake it first. Ravasi Omar, on the other hand, Kavasida di Mistabra, my pshat is correct, because tofini means tofenano. When you bake it, it should already be somewhat processed. We have the word no used by the Koran Pesach many times. Avtoichum menu no. So therefore, how do you accomplish that? Fry it first. By frying it first, it's somewhat prepared, and then you go ahead and bake it. Says the Gemara, actually, this machloikis that we just learned is really a machloikis tanum. The Torah uses, as we said, regarding the minchas chavitim, the word tofini. Tanakama says, tefenano, when you bake it, it should be somewhat prepared already, and therefore, fry. Then bake. Rebbe Omer, tafena no, that you, when you bake it, it should be nice, and therefore you have to bake it before you fry it. But now the Gemara introduces a third opinion, the opinion of Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi Omer, tafena rabba. What is the basis of Rebbe Yossi? And we'll see in a moment what he actually says. Islay no, vislay no. He holds both explanations. So Rashi says three different pshatim and how to understand Rabbi Yossi. The first pshat Rashi says is tefena rabba. You bake it many times. And therefore, according to that explanation, bake it, fry it, and then bake it. And what you've accomplished is everything that the Torah wants. When you baked it the first time, so it was nice because it wasn't fried yet. When you bake it the second time, you accomplish that you baked it after it was somewhat processed. First pshat Rashi says. The other pshat Rashi says is that it should be baked, not tefena, it should be tefena rabba. That means, first fry it, but fry it as a very wide loaf, a very wide dough, and therefore the frying won't blacken it that much because it's shallow, and then afterwards bake it. Third pshat, so you'll have no, that you first process it before the baking, and you'll also have that it's still nice. Third pshat, Rashi suggests, is fry it. But as we discussed already at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two ways of frying. There's frying on a griddle, which makes the food that you fry crisp and black. And then there's deep frying, which makes it soft and still attractive. That's what it means. First deep fry it, and then bake it. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Chavitei Kohen Gadol, when we speak about the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Lishoson, the kneading of the dough, Varichoson, shaping the dough, Vafiyoson, and the baking of the dough, Befnim, were all done in the Azara. Machloikis Rishonim, why? Rashi explains, because the flour was put into a measuring cup, and the measuring cup was a klisharis. And we know that klisharis must remain in the Azara. And as Rashi and Mishfarshim explain, Rashi is as follows. Not every measuring cup used for a dry ingredient is a klisharis. In fact, we learned that the measuring cup used for nisarin is not a klisharis. But here, as we've been discussing, the carbon of the Kohen Gadol is a chatzi nisarin. And the measuring cup for a chatzi chisaron was a klisharis, and therefore had to remain in the Azara. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos is not satisfied with Rashi's approach for a simple reason. Just make that. If not every dry measuring cup has to be a klisharus, so don't make the chatzi sar in a klisharus either. And therefore, Tosfos says that we're going to learn, actually quite extensively, Beis Reish Shemiz Baruch, in today's shir, that they used oil, and the kli alach, anything used for oil, was a klisharus that has to remain in the azara. The doiches is a Shabbos, and the halacha is that the baking and being matter, all of this is doiches Shabbos. And as the Rishonim explained, actually there's two rules here. Number one is that the doiches Shabbos and that the shekam on Shabbos. But not immediately. How do we know both of these rules? That you bring the chavitim on Shabbos and that the doiches Shabbos. Amar afuna tefena. The Torah says tefena no. Prepare it in a nice manner. Says the Gemara, if you're going to bake the bread from before Shabbos, in Shfilah, it's going to become spoiled. So the Rifashim asked the obvious question. Why does Rav Yehuna worry about only that it's going to get spoiled? Why doesn't he say, well, we just learned a minute ago, because you're putting, why doesn't he agree that you put it into klisharis, and a klisharis, you can't, it can't be taken out of the Azara, and therefore you have to bake it on Shabbos. So I saw two answers. One answer is, because Rav Huna says you don't necessarily have to use klisharis. Another teretz that I saw, and we'll appreciate this answer later in the shir, be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, is that klisharis are only mekadosh bizmanom, and therefore if you put it into klisharis on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, it wouldn't become mekadosh, and that wouldn't be an issue. But Rav Huna is teaching us a new concept. That is, that if you're going to bake it from before Shabbos, it's going to not, it's going to be spoiled, it's going to be stale by the next day. And in fact, the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation based on this Gemara. We see how important the Hidur Mitzvah is. So the bread is stale, it's a little stale, it's a day old. Yes, for Hidur Mitzvah even, we should be Mechal Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Maskula, Rav Yosef, asks Rav Yosef, if that's all you're worried about it getting spoiled, they didn't have refrigerators, but aim at the kavash lebiyaka. Why don't you just wrap it in vegetables, and like that it'll stay fresh. And as the Migdash David explains the Gemara, very nice vart, he says, even though the halacha is that doing the avoid is doiches Shabbos, he says that's when it comes to doing the actual avoida. Here we're not doing the actual avoida. Here we're doing the preparation, the baking, the cooking, and that should be allowed to be done. That should be done before Shabbos, if possible. Actually, I saw a very interesting Hagos Maimonis. We're actually going to discuss this more later in the year. That Hagos Maimonis says, based on this Gemara, that one should get matzahs that are baked as close to Pesach as possible. Because our Gemara says, you want to have fresh. So get the matzahs that are as fresh as possible. Although I did see some Achroinim say that maybe matzahs is an exception to the rule. Because we know the matzahs are called Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini means poor people don't eat fresh food, and they could get matzahs that weren't just baked before Yontif. The Beir Shmuel Tana, he learns a different explanation. The Pasuk says, Minchas Macheset, Amachvas B'Shemen Te'osa. Te'osa teaches us a feel B'Shabbos, Te'osa a feel B'Tumah. So there's a number of points to make here. First of all, Tosfos asks the obvious question. How could you learn from one word two halachas? That it's doiches both Shabbos and Tumah. We never could learn from one word two halachas. So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer, Tosfos says, that we know already from Hilchos Pesach, we know the halacha from the Talmud, that being doiches, your doiches Shabbos and Tumah always travel together. So once we have a word that teaches us that it's doiches Shabbos and Tumah both. Another teretz Tosfos gives is the word Te'asa we're saying teaches us it's doiches. It equally could teach us there's no one reason to accept one limud more than the other. Shabbos and Tumah are equal. So when we have two limudim, that there's nothing pointing in one direction more than the other, we learn both. How do we learn from the word Te'asa? So here too I saw Machloikis Achroinim. Some say that the word Te'asa is superfluous. The Torah could have just said Amachvas B'Shemen. So the word is superfluous to teach us this. The Malbim has a gorgeous pshat. The Malbim says, as I've been careful to pronounce the word properly, the Torah says the word te'osa, not tasa. What's the difference between the word tasa and the word te'osa? Tasa speaks to the individual, speaks to the gavra. Tayasa speaks to the chefza, to the item. So when we're speaking to the person, so a person has to worry about Shabbos. A person has to worry about Tumah. But when we speak to the object, to the lechem, there's no Shabbos on the lechem. There's no Tumah. And that specifically says the Malbim. The Torah used the word Tayasa for that purpose. Abaye says a different reason. How we know that it's Doicha Shabbos, the baking of this Chavitim. Omakra, Soilus Mincha Tamid, Hareka Minchas Tamidim. And just like with the Karban Mincha we know is Doicha Shabbos, so too this is the Chavitim of Doicha Shabbos. Rav Omar, Al Machvas, Malamid Shituuna Keli, as we learned at the beginning of this year, it has to be put into Klisharis. And we know, says Rava, the Aflema Esma, if it would have been put into Klisharis from yesterday, if Salei Belina, it became possible through Lina. Because it became possible Lina, we have no choice but to bake it on Shabbos. And as the Rajba says, that is only teaching us why it has to be baked on Shabbos. But how do we know that it'd be allowed to burn and be macked through it on Shabbos? Says the Rajba, and I'll bring a riot to the Rajba's vart soon, because in that way, Rav agrees to Abaya, that we learn from the word soilus mincha tamid. So we learned now, Rav taught us a very important point, that since the chavitim are baked in a klisharis, the halacha is that if it's baked in a klisharis, the halacha is that it'll become kadosh, and if you're only going to use it the next day, it became possible with lima. So the Mefarshim asked two interesting questions. The halacha is that kli sharis are only mekadosh midas, with intention to be mekadosh it. So here, you didn't have intention to, you should just not have intention to be mekadosh it. So even though you put it into kli sharis, it should be mekadosh it. So I saw two answers. One answer is that that's part of what the Torah teaches us with the Tasa, that as soon as you do it, it becomes kadosh. But Midrash Tavit says a very lumdish teretz. The Midrash Tavit says as follows. When is there a concept that the kli sharis are mekadosh midas? If you didn't do it the right way. So you put something into the kli sharis, not as you should have, and now it's in a kli sharis, so if you didn't have intention, it should become kadosh, it won't. But if you follow the rules of the Torah, then you don't have to have das. It becomes automatically kaddish. The Torah wants you to bake it this way. So saying that I don't want it to be kaddish, what do you mean you don't want it to be kaddish? You did what the Torah says, and it will become kaddish. One point. Then Tosfos asks another halacha. The Gemara says many places, the kli sharis ein mekadosh ela bezmanam, in the proper time. So we're baking the bread erev Shabbos, which is not the time for this bread, the kli sharis shouldn't have the ability to be mekadosh it. Says Tosfos, and you have to appreciate Tosfos' word. Tosfos says, if the halacha were to be that you're supposed to bake the bread on the chavitim on Erev Shabbos, then that becomes the zmanim. You can't say I'm doing it the wrong time. If the Torah wants you to bake on Erev Shabbos, that becomes the zmanim, and you can't say, ain't klisharis mekadosh ela bezmanim. And I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Sha'arim uses this concept of Tosfos to discuss a shaila that comes up more in the Chassidish community. The minig in the Chassidish community is that Erev Pesach, they bake matzahs after Chatzos, the time when the Karban Pesach was brought, and those are the matzahs that are used for the Moitzi Matzah, for the Afikoyman. The question is, what happens in a year that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? You can't bake the matzahs on Shabbos. So there are communities, very few, that bake those matzahs Motzoi Shabbos before the Seder. But most people bake them on Friday afternoon. Now Friday afternoon that year is not Erev Pesach. Pesach is Motzoi Shabbos. Friday afternoon is not Erev Pesach. So what's the point of baking the matzahs? Says the Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Sha'arim, the Tosfos is Mechadish, that if the Torah tells us to do something at a certain time, even though normally that isn't the time, that becomes the time. So in a year, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's not that there's no time to bake the matzahs. The time becomes Friday afternoon. On the other hand, I saw it the other way. The Shailah also comes up. The Pesach can discuss a question as follows. A baby boy was born Friday evening, let's say 25 minutes, 30 minutes after the Shkia. So now, if you follow the opinion of the Goinim, that baby was born on Shabbos, and the bris should be on Shabbos. But let's say you follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, 30 minutes after the Shki is not your Shabbos. It's only L'chumra, not L'kula. So when are you going to make the bris? To make it on Friday, the baby may not yet be 8 days old. To make it on Shabbos, it may not be a bris b'zmanoi. Only a bris b'zmanoi could be made on Shabbos, not a bris shaloi b'zmanoi. So when are you going to make the bris? Sunday. But the person wants to make, Baruch Hashem, he had a baby boy, he wants to make the bris b'zmanoi. What's he supposed to do? How's he became bris b'zmanoi? Say to Poiskim, that if you're faced with such a shaila, it's not pshat that this man was supposed to be either Friday and Shabbos, and now we're pushing off the bris to Sunday. Because of the shaila, this man, l'chatchila, becomes Sunday. Because Tosfos is mechadish, that if the Torah tells you to do something, when even though normally that wouldn't be the proper zman, here it becomes the proper zman. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kavosei the Rava. We begin a long brisa, and then the Gemara is going to say no less than three pshatim in this brisa. Says the Gemara. The pasuk says, Amachvas melamed shetuna keli. The chavitim are baked in a keli. The pasuk used the word Amachvas. We quoted these words earlier. Amachvas b'shemen tiyasa. Says the Braisa, the word b'shemen comes to teach us lahosav l'shemen. We have to add oil to this carbon. However, any day kama, I don't know how much oil to add. Says the Gemara Reini Don. We're going to make the following. We're going to learn the following way. Nema kan shemen. The Torah uses the word shemen here. V'nema lahalon. The Torah regarding the miches nesachim that comes along with every carbon tamid says that you should bring shemen. Ma lahalon, just like there, you bring shloish lugan lisarn. There's an isarn of flour and three lugan of shemen. Afkan, so too here, shloish lugan lisarn. Bring an isarn and three lugan of oil. Says the Gemara, who says to learn that way? A kelach, the derech zu. Perhaps the way to learn is as follows. Nema kan shemen. The Torah uses the word shemen by the chavitim. The nemar, and the Torah uses b'michs nadava, the word shemen. Ma lahalan, just like there, you bring a loig echad. Afkan, you should bring loig echad. So I don't know how much shemen, one loig or three loig. Continues the braisa. Nir l'midama. Which is the chavitim more similar to? Says the Gemara, donen tafshat mi tafshat. It seems to say, says the Braisa, that I would assume that the miches chavitim are more similar to the miches nesachim that come along with the karmat tamid. Why? Because they have all the following characteristics. They're tadir. The chavitim kohen gadol come every day. The miches nesachim come every day. The doicha Shabbos, as we've been just learning. And the doicha tumah, as we just learned. Vein donen, Tafshat, and therefore we shouldn't learn the halacha of the chavitim from the miches nedava she'en tafshat that don't have these characteristics. Says the Gemara, hold on. Says the Braisa, hold on. Perhaps we should argue the following way: donen yogil miyogil. We should learn the halacha of the chavitim from the miches nedava because they both have the characteristics of yogil. They're both brought by a yachid. This is, again, I mentioned in the previous year, the shaila, is the chavitim a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur? This l'chayr is a rai that it's a carbon yachid. There, the other opinion defends itself, means it's a yachid because it starts off by a yachid giving the money, but it's not a pure carbon yachid. The glal atzma comes independently. The miches, as does the miches nadava. The miches nesachim that comes with carbon tamid, comes along as accompaniment to the carbon tamid, but not as independent carbon, and both of them have levoina, miches nedava, and a chavitim have levoina, as we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Whereas the miches nesachim that come with the karmat tamid don't have these characteristics. Vein donen yogel m'sheni yogel. So we're stuck. We don't know yet how much oil to bring with the chavitim. Says the Braisa, still in the middle of the Braisa. Rishma b'nasha b'rechem b'raika oimer. Soilus mincha tamid. The Torah uses the word soilus mincha tamid, and this is a ride that Rav agrees to Abaya. the Rashbat I said before, because this price the Gemara is bringing is right to Rava, yet it also uses the word Soilus Michas Tamid, Harei Lecha Kamichas Tamidim. We compare the Chavitim to the Michas Tamidim. Ma Michas Tamidim, as we've been discussing, Gimel Lugim Le'Sarin, there's three Lugim for every Sarin of oil, Av Zu, Sotu, but the Chavitim, should you bring Gimel Lugim Le'Sarin. Continues the Braisa, Rishim Reimer, Riva Kan Shemin. The Torah says that you should add oil to this carbon. Riva Bemichas Nesach Kvasim Shemin. Ma Lahalon, by the Michas Kvasim, the formula Shloisha Lugim Le'Sarin, you have to add three Lugim to every Yisarin. Af Kan, it should be Shloisha Lugim Le'Sarin. Says Rav Shimon, perhaps no. Or Kalach Derech Zu. Yes, Riba Kan Shemin. The Torah teaches us that there should be oil added to the Chavitim. But we know, Riba Michas Parim V'Michas Eilim. We've discussed this many times. But if you bring a par, which is a larger animal, you bring two Yisarin of flour and six and four loigim of oil. No. You bring three sarna flour and six loigim of oil. So what's your ratio? 2 to 1. When you bring an ayil, it's two sarin and four loigim. Again, your 2 to 1 ratio. So what Rav Shimon is saying is, yes, we're going to learn, but should we learn from the kvasim, where there it's a 3 to 1 ratio, or should we learn from the parim ve'elim, where it's a 2 to 1 ratio? A kelach l'darach zu. Riba kan shemen, v'rim riba michas parim ve'elim shalom. Ma'ala halon, the ratio is shnei lugim lisarin. Here too, perhaps the ratio should be shnei lugim lisarin. Says the Gemara, nirlami daima. Donim mincha boi sarin, mincha boi sarin. By the michas kvasim, you start with the sarin of flour. By the chavite kain golu, you start with the sarin of flour. Vein donim mincha boi sarin, mincha beba, begeiz v'gimel sarin. By the ayil, you have 2 sarinim, and by parm, you have 3 sarinim. That was the braisa. Ask the Gemara. Let's understand this braisa. Hagu fakasha. Let's try to understand what's happening in this braisa. The braisa began with the word, focusing on the word of the Torah, HaKadosha, B'Shemen. With that word comes to teach us, L'Hoysa L'Shemen. You have to add extra oil. V'Hadotani, and then the braisa, so to speak, veers off, and says, Nemekan Shemen, V'Nemem Menechzadav Shemen. Which seems to say that I don't even know if you have to have oil in the first place. So first the Bryce is coming to teach us how much extra oil you need. And then the Bryce is coming to tell us that do you need oil at all? How do we understand this Bryce? So as I said earlier, the Gemara gives no less than 3 different interpretations of this Bryce. Amar Baya, Man Tana B'Shemen, L'Hoysa Rav Shimon Hi. The Bryce begins with Rav Shimon, says Abaya, that says you're supposed to add oil. Rav Shimon knows you have oil. He's only speaking about extra oil. Ubedina man kamahada. And then the braisa veers off with Rabbi Shmuel speaking to Rav Shimon and saying, before you talk about the extra oil, let's talk about the basic need of oil. Rabbi Shmuel finishes his lumdus, and then we go back to Rav Shimon. That's a bias approach. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua has a different approach. Amar kula Rabbi Shmuel Shemabraika. The whole first part of the braisa is Rabbi Shmuel Shemabraika. Vach kama. And this is the way to understand the braisa. B'shemen, he starts off the braisa, the word b'shemen comes to teach me, l'hoysav l'shemen, that you add oil. Dil k'vay shemen, to teach us that you need a basic amount of oil, that says Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need a pasuk. Kivin the k'sibah machlas, since the Torah uses the machlas regarding the chavitim, so we know, k'mechas machlas tamim, it should be compared to mechas machlas. And a mechas machlas has oil. Then says Rabbi Shmuel to himself, and it's all Rabbi Shmuel speaking. Maybe, how do you know that you have to have oil? Because, says Rabbi Shmuel, had not the Torah told us specifically that oil should be used for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, I would perhaps think, we should compare it to Michas Chayta, that we learned so many times together, Baruch Hashem, that Michas Chayta has no oil. Ask the Rajva, why would we compare the Chavita Kain Gol to Michas Chayta? So I saw a mitzvah eisen, you have to know Nach. The mitzvah eisen quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel that says the Chavita Kain Gol were called the Chatas. But the Ragma says a different teretz. It's very much connected to what we learned in the previous year. We don't want that the Kohen Gadol should become arrogant. So how will we prevent him from becoming arrogant? Bring a carbon like a Mechas Chayta with no oil, like the Chayta brings. Have a Mina, have a Kamechas Chayta. Hada Avin. Then he continues, we're all speaking, Rabbi Shmuel still speaking. To have a Namri L'Kfar Shemen. Let us say that the carbon needs oil. Taste Medina. And we should learn it from the Mechas Nesachim that comes from the carbon Tamid. The Dan Dina, and the Gemara attempts to use that Lamdis, V'lai Asyichalei, but now we don't know, should we compare it to the Mechas Nesachim of the Tamid, or should we compare it to the Mechas Nedava? And that's why this Artzucha Kara, that's why Rav Shmuel has to find the Pasuk of Soilus Mechas Tamid, and then Rav Shmuel has finished his position, and then the Braisa begins with Rav Shimon's position. That's the second interpretation of the Braisa. Third interpretation of the Braisa. Rav Amar, Kula Rav Shimon. The beginning of the Braisa is Rav Shimon. Vilo Nekama. And this is the way to understand the Braisa. Vachkama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. The Braisa begins like this. B'Shemen, L'Hosev L'Shemen. To add oil. Dila Kvar Shemen, says Rav Shimon, to teach us that it needs oil. Loit Tzarech. Says Rav Shimon at the beginning, I don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Kim Niksibal Machvas. Since the Torah uses the words al-machvas, k'machvas damnu. V'akshal lo yam b'shemen. So even if the Torah weren't used the word shemen, I would know it needs oil. Yesh li b'din. Now the question is, how much oil? I try to learn from the Mechas Nesachim. V'don dina. And I try to work with that lamdas. V'don dina lo yasya doesn't work, because maybe I should learn from Mechas Nedava. V'atzuch b'shemen. And then I use the word b'shemen. Hadamer. But then, Rav Shimon says, I'm not yet finished, because to have a kemichas parim. Now that we said B'Shemen comes to teach us that when you add oil, we don't know how much oil to add in. Maybe to have a kemichas parim ve'elim. And that's why he ends off, Ado Amar, Donim Micha Boi Sarin, we say that it's more similar to the Michas Kvasim than to the Michas Parim ve'elim. Says the Mishnah. We discussed this in the previous year. Lamina Kana Achatachtav. The Kohen Gadol brought his first half in the morning. Rachman al-Slan, he passed away, and they didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol. Now the afternoon comes. So what's done? Vishalmi ha-Sakreva. What's done? Vishim ha-Mishat Tzibur. And all of this will be learned in the Gemara from Pesukim. The Tzibur has to pay for the Michas Chavitim until we have a Kohen Gadol. Yudaimer, Vishal Sharshim. The Yarshim are the ones that pay for it. Vishalmi ha-Sakreva, and it was brought Shlema, which the Gemara will explain. So Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us, and we're going to see in a moment the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that it came from the Tzibur. It came from the Yarshim, I mean. Many different shailas that the Rishayim and Achroidim discuss when we say Mishal Yarshim. One discussion is, does it mean any Yarish? Sometimes somebody doesn't leave children, doesn't leave sons, but he leaves daughters, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts. Yarshim means, some say, means specifically sons. Others say, as long as he's a Yarish, doesn't make a difference if he's a son. Then there's our opinions that say, let's say somebody, Baruch Hashem, left over a number of sons. Do all the sons contribute together? Or is it only one son who, as the Mefarshim say, would be a person who's qualified to be a Kohen Gadol? He and only he pay for the entire Chavitim. And then there's a question that the Mefarshim pose. Is it only in a situation where the Kohen Gadol who passed away, again, according to Yehuda, is it only in a situation where the Kohen Gadol who passed away left money, left a Yerusha? So the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us, take from that Yerusha that the Kohen Gadol left and buy Mechas Chavitim until you have a new Kohen Gadol. But let's say he didn't leave anything, then perhaps the halacha wouldn't be that somebody, that they have to use their own money, the Yashim have to use their own money to pay for these chavitim. And now the Gemara elaborates, the Braisa elaborates on this machlokes that we just learned in the Mishnah. Tanab, here, just for the record, many Mefarshim suggest the question that we keep on coming back to, is the Michas Kohen Gadol a mincha of the Tzibur or of the mincha of the Yachid? That may be the machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, that it came from the Tzibur, it's a carbon Tzibur. According to Rabbi Yehuda that came from the Yarshim, it's a riot of Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. It's not compelling, because some say that even you could explain it either way, meaning that it could be really a carbon tzibur, but only when the Kohen Gadol is available, or vice versa. Here we're talking about a specific situation where the normal is not possible. Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol Shemes, V'lo Yaminu Kohen Achad Tachtav. If the Kohen Gadol passed away and they have not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol, Menayin Shetei Mincha, so Krev Mishal Yarshim. How do we know that the Yarshim have to supply the new carbon Mincha? Tamaloymer. The Pasuk says, V'Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav, V'Bonav Yas Oysa. His children should pay for it. Yochu, continues the Braisa, Yakrivenu Chatzon, that the halacha is, just like we know, we discussed on the previous year, that when the Kohen Gadol brings the carbon, it's brought half and half. Here too, it should be brought that way. Tamalayma Oysai, Kulav Leichetzi, the Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's brought whole. Interesting shayla in the Michas Chinuch. What's going to be the halacha if the Kohen Gadol Baruch Shem didn't die? But the Kohen Gadol became incapacitated, or the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, will the same machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon apply? Rabbi Shimon Aymer, the Pasuk says, regarding the Chavitim, Chayk Oilam, it should come Mishal Oilam. Kolo Taktor, Shtei Kula Bak Tara. Ask the Gemara back to Rabbi Yehuda, V'haya Kohen HaMashiach L'Hachu Yodasa, is that what this Pasuk is coming to teach us? Hayim Bailei L'Lech Ratanya, don't we need the Pasuk to teach us what we learned in the following Braisa? The Pasuk says, Ze Korban Aaron Ubonov Ash Yakrivu Lashem B'yoyim Moshech Yisrael. And as I said in the previous year, the Kohen Gadol brings the Minchas Chavitim every day. A Kohen Hedyot brings the Minchas Chavitim the day he's inaugurated to the Avodah. Yochel, so we would think that the day that Aaron and his children, when the Mishkan was erected, became Kohanim. Yochel, Ya Aaron, Abonim, Akrim, Karban Echad. All the family should just want to bring one Karban Chavitim to be there inaugurating Karban. Tamaloymer, Ashi Akrivel Hashem, Aaron Befnei Atzmon, Ubonim Befnei Atzmon. Bonov, the Pasuk says, Eilu Kohanim Adyoitis. So the Pasuk is teaching us that the Kohanim Adyoitis have to bring this Karban when they're inaugurated. At the Oyim Kohanim Majoitis, is it a Kohanim Majoitis, Oyen Ol Kohanim Gedoilim, maybe only the Kohanim Gedoilim have to bring? Kshoimer, when the Pasuk already says, Vakoyim Mashiach Takhtam Ebonov, Harei Kohen Gadol Omer, Hamanim Kain Bonov, Elu Kohanim Majoitis, that the Kohanim Majoitis have to bring their carbon. So what we have here, before we go further, is the following lesson. Kohanim Majoitis, when they become inaugurated to do the Avoida, have to bring the special inauguration carbon. Machloikis Rishonim was that in all generations, or only in the generation of the Midbar, most Rishonim say was always. A Kohen Gadol, when he is given the job, again, so even though he already brought one when he was appointed a Kohen Hedyot, most Rishonim are of the opinion that doesn't help you. He has to bring a new one when he's appointed as the Kohen Gadol. Interesting Shaila, two interesting Shailas. We know normally, as we've been learning our sugyas, that a Kohen Gadol always brings the Chavitin half and half. Is that only on the Chavitin that he brings every day? Or is that also on the Chavitin that he brings, as the inauguration carbon when he becomes a Kohen Gadol? Is it brought like the Kohen Hedyot, one whole carbon, or is it brought half and half? Another interesting question is what happens if the Kohen does the Avodah without bringing this carbon? Is it kosher or not? Most Rishonim say it's kosher. And it's a Gaval de Garaya. Because the Gemara, we've had the Gemara many times, starting in Masech de Yuma, discusses the situation if something happens to the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, and they have to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. But the new Kohen Gadol starts the Avodah where the old Kohen Gadol left off. But if he's a new Kohen Gadol, how could he do Avodah without bringing Chavitim first? So we see that the Chavitim are not essential. How will the other man, the Omrim, that say they are absolutely essential, defend themselves? There are many terutzim, we don't have time for them, but one terutz is, we don't look at the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol, as an independent individual, we look at him as a replacement, as a continuation of the old Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's just continuing where he left off, not a new Kohen Gadol. So the bottom line issue is Rabbi Yehuda used this pasuk to teach us that the children bring the chavitim until the new kohen gadol is appointed. Isn't it coming to teach us this din? Answers the Gemara. Im kain, says Rabbi Yehuda, if that's all the pasuk was coming to teach us, licht of krak kohen ha-mashiach tachtav, bon of yasa, my mi bon of, what does the Torah teach us the word mi bon of? Shema mina tarti, to teach us two rules. One, the halacha that the kohen hajoitis have to bring a chavitim when they're inaugurated, and two, that the children pay until the new kohen gadol is appointed. Rav Shimon, now ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon, hi oisa, that Rav Yehuda used the word oisa to teach us that this replacement is brought whole. The Rav Shimon learned it from the word kolol. Why will he use the word oisa to teach us? Lay, my avad lay, b'bay lay, the kohen gadol shemes, mina achtav tachtav, that the din that we learned in the previous year, that if the new kohen gadol is appointed, that he can't bring the other half that's left over from the kohen gadol of the morning, shleyavi or shleyavi chatzi yisarim. Basically, it's not enough that he can bring only a chatzi yisarim because he's only going to be bringing the carbon in the afternoon. V'lo chatzi yisarim shel rishon, he can't just use what's left over from the morning. Ask the Gemara, why can't he learn that from the word as we did learned in the previous year? Machtzisoy, says the Gemara, vav loy darsh. And as Tosfos points out, it doesn't mean that he doesn't learn vav all over. This vav he doesn't learn. Rav Yehuda continues the Gemara. Rav Shimon learned from the words chayk oilam that the tzibur pays for it. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, hi chayk oilam my avad lei. What does he use it? Chukal oilam take kol. Chukal oilam tei. This should be forever. Continues the Gemara. Why will he learn from the words kol tokter? Bibayli. He needs it for the following limit. L'chertanya. Ainli el el yoina. The pasuk says the michas kain gadol is b'kol tachta. The Torah says regarding the michas kain hedyot b'loy tachal, that as we learned that even though normally kavim mincha the shirayim are eaten not by the mincha of a kain. Continues the brayse. Menayin liten sa'omer shel zeh b'zeh v'sa'omer shel zeh b'zeh. How do we know that the mincha of a kain gadol may not be eaten, and how do we know that the mincha of the kain hedyot has to be completely burnt? So ask the farshim, if it can't be eaten, obviously it has to be completely burnt. What do I need a special limud? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is that I would think that it has to be completely burnt, but not all on the mizbeach. Part of the kaimitz on the mizbeach and the rest on the beis hadeshen. It's one terutz I saw. Another terutz that I saw, I would think that it has to be completely burnt, but you still have to go through the kamitza process. Take off the kamitza, separate the kamitza from the shrayim, and then take that entire mixture, I guess, or an entire package, and put it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, nema kan kolol, we learn exer shava, nema kan kolol, nema lahalan kolol, man kan b'kol takter, and b'aflahan b'kol takter. Just like the kohen gadol's mincha is completely burned, so should be the din of a kohen hedyot's mincha. Umal lahalan, and just like by the kohen hedyot, it is eaten, any part of the Kar Mincha, there's loisesa l'chilosoi, there's a lav involved, afkan, here too, by the kohen gadol's chavitim, daily chavitim, if part of it is eaten, loisesa l'chilosoi, one is over a lav.